Haskell, Elmshaven Sanitarium, California, November 9th, 1902. Dear brother and sister Haskell, Sarah tells me that she has a letter for me from you, but I tell her not to give it to me yet, for I have something to write to you before I see your letter. You will understand this. Of late, my writing has kept me very busy. We have been trying to finish up two books, Testimony 35 and Education. This, with the many letters that I have had to write, has given me more than I ought to try to do. I have had much to write in regard to the work in Southern California. I have felt very sad over the state of things in Los Angeles, and I have tried to present matters before the brethren there in clear lines. Willie left St. Helena last week for Battle Creek, where an important council is now being held. He stayed 2 days at Los Angeles in council with the brethren there. Great perplexity has been brought into the work there by some unwise moves that have been made. Dr. Moran and his brother have erected a large bakery in Los Angeles. I dare not state the cost of this building, fearing that I might not speak correctly, but I know that there is a very heavy debt on it. And more than this, the building is just where it ought not to be. Warnings were given to Dr. Moran, but he rushed on as if afraid that something would come in to interrupt his plans. These things pain our hearts. I have been writing early and late, and am often obliged to get up at 11, 12, and 1 o'clock to write out the instruction given me. This, with the labor involved in attending 2 camp meetings, has been a heavy strain on my strength. I think I have told you something about the property near San Diego, which is so well adapted for a sanitarium. While in Southern California, I spent several days in San Diego and was much pleased with the surrounding country. There is, however, one drawback. The water supply is uncertain. At present, the country is suffering from a long drought. Of course, it would be of no use to establish a sanitarium in a place where an abundance of water cannot be obtained. The brethren are now negotiating with the agent who has charge of the sale of this place. We think that it can be purchased on easy terms. Henry Kellogg has seen it. He thinks well of it and says that he will help in its purchase. I have many things to say to you, brother and sister Haskell. Many times I have begun letters to you and have laid them aside to take up something else. Sometime I will find these pages and send them to you. I greatly desire that our people in New York shall understand that there is strength in unity and Christ-like love. If your fellow workers lose their self-control and speak words that show that they are acting as the enemy's agents, do not be cast down. It was not the man who spoke, but the enemy. You must not be surprised, as you work with a man of a temperament such as Elder Frankie's, if things occur that try to soul. Remember that he suffers the greatest loss. Hold fast to the arm of infinite power. Be strong, yea, be strong. Help Brother Frankie. Press close to him. He has valuable traits of character, but he has many drawbacks. Help him to help himself. I should be greatly pleased to see you and have a long visit with you. I have a great interest in the work in New York. I understand that it has been decided to hold the next general conference in New York State. I suppose this means that it will be held in New York City. In much love.